They're the ones who make it happen. They're the ones who get it done. And that's why we shine the spotlight on them on Business for Breakfast. It's time now for the Business Leaders Spotlight on Money Radio.
Well, it is that time of the week once again. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we sit down and visit with some of the Valley's business leaders, men and women making a difference right here in our own backyard and our community. Our next guest is doing just that as the role of CEO with KEO Marketing, a local Phoenix company. Let me introduce you to Sheila Klefkorn. She is our business leader spotlight this morning. Sheila, Mark Asher, how are you? Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Mark.
I appreciate you coming down, and I know you guys have an unbelievable contest that is coming up and actually is going to run through the early part of the summer. We'll get to that in just a little bit. But let's tell the listeners a little bit more about KEO Marketing. I know you guys are kind of a digital marketing agency right here in the Valley.
Sure. Thanks, Mark. We are a business-to-business digital marketing agency. We help companies grow their sales pipelines with quality leads. We do that through inbound and outbound marketing, and we primarily serve technology and financial services companies.
So let's talk about that. Like a tech company, they come to KEO and they say what? Like, help, obviously help, but
they've
like
got,
what?
They've got a great service or a great product, and they need to fill the sales pipeline for their sales team. So they want to get in front of more customers, and we help them do that.
That is great. You said financial services. Obviously, this is Money Radio. So,
sure.
Are you talking financial advisors, different?
Typically, it's more in the line of banks.
Banking. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the banks get there, and they want you to get their word out, whether it's big banks or small,
sure.
Right? And you were telling me some of the companies, I won't say their name, but you work with some pretty big companies around not just Phoenix, but the United States.
Absolutely.
So let me ask a few more, and then we'll get to the big contest, which is coming up. How many people does KEO currently employ?
We have 23 people.
23 people.
Most of them are based here in Phoenix, but we have a few around the country.
How long have they been doing it?
I founded the company 17 years ago in 2000.
Really? So you've been through all the different
sure.
bubbles and crashes and all the different things going on.
That's
What's
right.
been the biggest challenge as a founder and a CEO of a company like this, especially with tech and how quickly I feel like it changes? Like, I feel like every day it could be something different.
You hit it on the head. That's exactly the biggest challenge. Google changes its algorithm more than 500 times a year. They're going through a really big change as we speak.
Right.
So staying current is one of the things that we pride ourselves on being really great at.
That is great. Sheila Klefkorn is the CEO and founder of KEO. Does that stand for anything?
The initials of the founders.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay. KEO Marketing, creating some new content to build empathy. That's what we're going to talk about in just a moment here as we continue our business leaders spotlight. So you have this big giveaway. Can I tell them how much right
sure.
away? Okay. $10,000 is what you're offering in prize money. Now, it's a little more deep than that. Let's talk about what you're trying to do with this contest.
Sure. So there's a lot of polarization in the country. People are disagreeing about all kinds of things.
Yeah.
And what I know from my own experience, having studied abroad and things like that, is the more that you can try on somebody else's life, the more you tend to understand it and the more empathy you may have.
Okay.
So what I've seen going on, and I think most of us have seen it, is that people are tending to stick with their tribes. And so I had an idea about a year ago to issue a prize for the best ideas for how to create empathy. And we want to do that leveraging all this great technology we have in the world now. So
okay.
to create an app that would allow people to try on someone else's life for about 2 hours.
Wait, try on someone else's life.
Exactly.
What if I'd say I tried on Ken Morgan's life and about 3 minutes in, I said, this is ridiculous and I want it out. Is there an eject button?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Absolutely.
So this is interesting because I was reading the story and let's say on a, I don't want to say positive, but like something people, oh, I wonder what it'd be like to be a rock star or celebrity, right?
Absolutely.
You
they
can
could.
Do that. Or if you want to build the empathy, and I guess there could be empathy there, like they're
sure.
hounded for autographs. They're,
right.
You know,
it might not be
no
as
privacy. As
chock
glamorous,
full of fun
right.
and glamour as you think it would be.
And then we also talk like, let's say, you know, we see a lot of bullying. We see a lot of negativity, refugees, right,
mm-hmm.
from other countries. Like you could try that life on and see what that would be like to be a refugee.
Right.
So how – now, that sounds great, but how does that work, right?
Is well, that's the essence of the
that's
challenge.
That's what we're trying to find out,
is
right?
Is that we have issued this challenge to tens of thousands of people all over the world. We've already got 25 people and four teams who've signed up to submit their great ideas. And based on the great idea, we may go to market with this product.
Wow. This is this – and so you would this be – virtual reality? Could it be? I guess
absolutely.
It could be. And you don't have criteria of what it is. It's just
yeah, we don't want to limit the creativity of the teams. We want to encourage them to be as future thinking as possible. So it may leverage artificial intelligence, virtual reality, augmented reality, certainly mobile devices. The whole world will be canvassed with 5G internet 12 to 18 months from now.
Right.
So this is something that could dramatically change the world. From your smartphone.
So let me ask you just actually, you know what? Hold on one sec, because I have another question or two for you. I do need to check traffic and see what's going on the road with Monica Reed. Hi, Monica.
Hi, Mark. Right now on the 101 northbound near Northern, an accident off to the right. Also crashed Bell Road at 79th Avenue. Princess Drive at the 101. Watch for restrictions there for an accident. Couple problems on the 202 westbound near the 101. That accident just cleared, but we still have one westbound 202 near Alma School that's off to the right. Also slowing on the eastbound 10 from 91st Avenue to 7th Street. This report brought to you by Unbound.org. Just like kids here, children across the world have big dreams for their future. Give one child the opportunity for a better tomorrow at Unbound.org. I'm Monica Reed for Money Radio.
Thank you, Monica. Our business leader spotlight continues this morning with Sheila Klefkorn. She is the CEO and founder of KEO Marketing, a digital marketing company right here in Phoenix, Arizona. And they've got this great Building Empathy Challenge. Now, you've joined Hero X, right? That's going to be kind of the platform. So one other thing I was going to ask. So let's say me and my team, this is not going to happen, but let me hypothetically. We come up with this unbelievable virtual reality thing, and I win the $10,000 prize. Who then owns that? Do they still own that?
We share it.
You share it. Okay.
Yep. So we absolutely want the teams who submit to be involved in making it a reality once the contest is finished.
Right. And if worst case scenario, I mean, you could have a lot of great things out there that you kind of created with this contest, even if they weren't the winner, right? Like if
exactly.
Those people said, hey, we didn't win, but we think this is great. Let's see, you know, what we can do with it. All right. Let's find out how to get involved with this challenge, because I think you're up until June, right?
Yes, June 1st is the deadline.
June 1st is the deadline. And when do you think you'll have a winner announced?
Shortly thereafter.
Shortly, okay. So sometime this summer we're going to know.
Absolutely.
Okay, so how's the best way to get involved? If someone out there is listening can do that kind of thing, let's tell them how to do that.
Absolutely. So you would go to herox.com.
Okay.
It's one of the featured challenges on the homepage, Creating Empathy Challenge. It has all the details that you need to know, dates, what you need to submit,
right.
What the prizes are. There are first, second, third, and sort of the popular vote prizes. So there's prizes at different levels.
Okay.
And it also gives you a sense of how to win, what the scoring criteria and all of that. So we make it really easy. You just go to herox.com and look for the Building Empathy Challenge.
All right. And before I let you go, I would like you to tell people about KEO Marketing, the best way to maybe reach you or your team there, because there's probably a better chance of a lot of people listening that could use your services. So let's throw that out there as well.
Thank you, Mark. Folks can reach us at keomarketing.com.
KEOMarketing.com. She is the CEO and founder of this great company located right here in the Valley, Sheila Klefkorn. Sheila, thank you so much. And please do me a favor. When you pick a winner, will you come back and explain to us?
I would love to. Thanks, Mark.
The winner and all that good stuff. And maybe we book the winner and have them on as well. Okay?
That would be wonderful.
Thank you, Sheila, for allowing us to shine the spotlight on your company, KEO Marketing, today.
Thank you.
That's our Business Leader Spotlight for Wednesday.
And here's